Hi, I want to give you a little bit about your human design chart. You're going to look at it and say, wow, what is all this? It's sure to be something really new for you. And it's very exciting because everybody has a different human design. So first, what is human design? It is a system, an energetic system, I would call it, that was actually downloaded by a man in 1987. So it's relatively new compared to all our other energetic systems. It is a combination of astrology, I Ching, Kabbalah, and the chakra system. And I like to liken it to your spiritual DNA. You are born this way. And actually, 3 months before you're born, it's when some of us say the soul enters your body. That's actually part of the equation also. So I want to tell you what you need to know about you in this. There are 5 human design types, mainly. There's many layers of it, but the first is to understand what your type is and what that means as far as strategy. Now, this is your blueprint of you, and then your roadmap for the strategy to get the most out of life. There are the 5 types. 1 is the generator, 2, manifesting generator, 3, projector, 4, manifestor, 5, reflector. All these are the pieces of the human puzzle, and each one is just as important as the last one. There are the more common types. More people have this type, which are generators and manifesting generators. A manifesting generator is mainly a generator. And if you look on your chart, you'll have an area colored in called the sacral area. And when you have that sacral area, it means you have the generation. And what you're meant to be doing is finding what your work is and then doing that work. You get pleasure out of finding your work and actually doing the work. And you have, because of that motor in the area, a sustainable amount of energy. So one thing I want to say about that sustainable energy, if you look at your chart and you are any kind of a generator and you have burnt out, it means that you are not on your master path in life. You're saying yes to things you should be saying no to. So that gets to the important part. You have an inner GPS system as a generator. Everybody doesn't have that. That colored in area in your sacral is a GPS system that will guide you where to go. And how to get the best guidance from the GPS is to answer and ask yes and no questions of yourself. Is it yes or is it no? And when it's a no, stop. When it's a yes, go forward. And know that a yes can turn into a no, and a no can turn into a yes. So you need to check into yourself quite frequently. The other part about it is you're very responsive in nature and very relationship oriented. You are excellent in relationship. Now, when I tell people that they're generators, a lot of times they say, oh my God, I'm just a generator. So let me tell you 2 very famous generators, and you will see about how they're in relationship. They have the sustainable energy. They are masters at their life's work. 1, Oprah. 2, the Dalai Lama. They are some of the most famous generators. You see, they do wonderful in relationship. They have this life work. They keep go, 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 go. If you've ever watched Oprah, she go, 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 goes. I've seen the Dalai Lama and I'm like, how does this man have all this energy at the age that he is and just seem like he can just keep doing it? That's what generators have the capacity to do. And that's the way they have to impact the world. What else do you need to know about generators? I'm just going to, peek at my notes here. This is an important piece. Your strategy for life is to respond. You have to wait for the situation to come up and respond. That is very different from initiating. Responding is the way you get the best results rather than initiating. Now, that's sometimes hard for people to hear because everybody is told we're always supposed to go for it all the time, and you're supposed to be the starter all the time. The generator, the best way to work is to respond. Now, as a pure generator, it means that you do not have what's called a motor to the throat, which means that you have to wait seriously to even speak and respond and things like that. And so one of the pieces to understand about that is you have to wait to respond rather than giving your opinion right up front. You're vulnerable to burnout because overwork in an area that you're not meant to be in. When you're in the area you're supposed to be in, fabulous. And you also do wonderful in relationship to other people. And so as a generator, the generators are the people in our human puzzle, and we need all the pieces who are to get all the work done type people. And so if you've ever felt that you're on the team and you're the one that gets the work done, if you're a generator, that is so, because you are built to do that. There are other people who are one of those other types that are not necessarily built that. The other type of generator is a manifesting generator. I'm not gonna talk about this in this video. They have their own separate thing to worry about. I want you to understand, on a high level, we all have this spiritual DNA, which is in this human design system. And the best way to get the most results and happiness out of life is to live based on what your DNA is from a spiritual perspective. It doesn't mean you don't do things a little bit different sometime, but these are the strategies. Now, it takes human design time to sink in when you first hear about it. So this is why I'm only giving you the top level of it. It takes a while to sink in. We say 6 to 9 months, and then you can delve deeper. So first, you're hearing this information, and I want you to think about all the things that I said about it. Remember, you have an infinite capacity to work. You are meant to find and master your life work. You have an inner GPS, which tells you where to go. There's several types that don't have that GPS, that yes, no, that just guides them. So you have that guiding light inside of you that tells you what's right and what's wrong for you and your life path. So ask yourself yes and no questions about everything that happens. Do you want to have this? Do you want to have dinner now? Yes or no? Open-ended questions will confuse you. You are meant to answer inside of you the yes or no questions. And if you feel really confused and don't know what to say, when someone asks you, how do you feel about that? That's because generator's inner sacral motor GPS is meant to know yes, no. I hope this gave you some good information. And if you would like to chat with me, email me back, and I can give you some more information and nuances about your chart. Bye-bye.